this is Connie.
Whoa, that was quick.
Did you find your dad?
Not yet. I've been searching for an hour now. Okay, help me out here. 5 o'clock, the ice cream truck, past New Covenant Church, right?
Right.
Okay, I've been through this neighborhood 3 times already. I'm gonna try a new street.
I don't like this at all. I wish there was something I could do.
Just keep praying. And I'll keep... Wait, hold on. Hold on, I see his car!
You do?
Okay. I'm checking through his car right now.
Do you see anything?
Wait.
Wait? What? What?
There's some kind of book. It's an address book.
Okay.
It's open to the W's.
Oh, okay. Who does Witt know that starts with a W? Walton? Wooten? Whitaker? Oh, maybe he looked up your number.
Connie, he already knows my number. I live at his house.
Right.
Hey, the Washington's phone number and address are crossed out with their new info in red ink.
They just moved in a few days ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sycamore Lane. You know, that's not very far from here.
Looks like the rain is stopping.
Hey, maybe we can go on our picnic now.
I think we'd be a bit soggy. You know, I swear I hung that picture just perfect this morning. What is it with this house? The pictures don't seem to stay straight.
You know what they say, Elaine. The eyes are the first thing to go.
Ed!
Just teasing.
No, look at this. You tramped mud onto our new carpet.
No, I didn't. That wasn't me.
Then who was it? That's a man's footprint if I ever saw one.
I took my shoes off downstairs, remember? I'll get it. Jason, come on inside.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Look, I need your help.
What is it?
Have you seen my dad? I haven't heard from him since last night. And I found his car parked a few blocks north of here on Whitehorn Drive. You know, that stretch by the woods.
Did his car break down?
I don't know. I found his address book open to the W's. Were you gonna meet him or something?
No. You've called his cell phone?
Yeah, no answer. Maybe his cell phone's out of range.
Want her to try again?
Yeah, all right. I've been trying to reach him ever since...
Shh. Listen. It's coming from upstairs.
That sounds like Dad's phone.
Marvin, what are you doing with that phone?
Trying to answer it. I found it under a bush outside.
That's Dad's phone, all right.
Mr. Whitaker's phone? What's it doing here?
We don't know.
Can I see that, Marvin?
Here you go.
Thanks. Yep, Dad had the keypad lock on.
Oh, the keypad lock.
Mm-hmm. That should do it.
You checking for outgoing calls?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here's when he called me at Wit's End, at 5. And looks like he tried to call you at 4:51. And then here he tried to call me just before that at 4:50. Oh, the line must have been busy. Wait a second. Here's a call he made at 4:47. But I don't recognize the number. Hey, let's redial it and see who answers.
Wankel Automotive, Leon Wankel speaking.
Wankel?
Huh?
Well, wait, that's the W Dad was looking for.
What's that?
Oh, sorry, Leon. Hi, this is Jason Whitaker.
Oh, hey, Jason.
Hey, did my dad call you yesterday?
Oh, he did indeed.
Uh-huh, around 4:45 or so?
His car went kaput, and he was wondering if I could tow him.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you know it, my tow truck's in the shop. That crankshaft broke.
Oh, I see.
Daddy said he'd try to find another way.
Hey, thanks, Leon.
Anytime.
Hey, Ed, do you think that maybe Dad tried to make it here to your house?
If he did, he never showed up.
Lester, I want to show you something. Here, would you help me with this blanket?
Oh, okay. Oh, weird.
Yeah, my leg is turning colors because it's not getting enough circulation. If I don't see a doctor quickly, it's very possible I could lose my leg.
Oh, no.
This pain in my head is just it's getting worse.
But they're outside. They'll see me out there.
Who will see you?
3-18-99.
exhausted. Me too.
Well, thanks for looking, everybody.
Sorry, Jason.
I wish we could have found some kind of clue to help you.
Well, from what Connie tells me, the police have finally started their search for Dad. I'm supposed to meet them at Dad's car.
We'll be praying. Is there anything else we can do?
You've already done plenty. Thanks.
Bye, Jason.
Bye. I'll be in touch.
Marvelous Marvin is hot on the trail of the infamous Cheese Doodle Bandit.
Marvin!
Ah! Don't scare me like that. I was concentrating.
What are you doing with Xavier's flashlight?
This flashlight is exposing a trail of cheese doodle dust. It leads from the kitchen down to the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Question is, where does the trail lead us? Dad's office?
No! Not my own father.
Let's keep following the trail.
My dad is a fallen man.
Shine a light this way, Marvin.
Hold on. Walk over on that part of the floor again.
It sounds different.
Yeah, it sure does.
Look, there's orange dust around this knot hole. I can stick my finger right through.
Pull up on it. I'll help you.
Ugh. A secret entrance.
And is that a tunnel?
Cool. Let's check it out.
Witz, my friend, I got some food for you. Some of my favorite.
That's very nice, Lester.
Here, try a cheese doodle.
I'm not hungry.
Thanks for being my friend, Whit.
Lester, your friend may die if he doesn't get help.
Die? No, Mr. L died. I don't want my friend to die. No, no!
I can't get out of here alone. Please go get some help, Lester.
But they'll shoot me.
Who? Who's trying to shoot you?
Mrs. Olson is.
But why would Mrs. Olson want to shoot you?
She's mean. She knows I'm afraid.
Afraid of what?
I'm afraid of needles.
Lester, you were staying in some kind of a hospital, weren't you?
318.99
Yes, a hospital where they gave you shots.
Mrs. Olson shot me.
No, Lester, a hospital is where they care for you. They wanted to give you a shot for your own good.
I don't like getting shot.
Oh, no, nobody does. But listen, I took a flu shot last winter, and you know what? It helped me. I didn't get the flu.
They want to help me?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Lester, help me understand what you...
What's wrong? Whit?
My head. Lester, look.
What can I do?
You've got to trust them. Please go back.
I don't know.
Tell them I'm here.
No, I'm scared. You don't know Mrs. Olson. I don't want to go back. Wait, are you all right?
I'm so tired, Lester. I think I'm going to pass out.
Oh, no. I hear something.
Somebody's here.
They are coming.
Lester, I'm counting on you. Pull that trap door. Tell them I'm here.
I can't.
Lester?
Whit, talk to me. My friend.
No.
Hey!
What?
Hey, whoever you are! My friend, he needs help! Somebody help my friend!
Come on.
Stay away from the trap door! You might fall in! I'll open it!
Who are you?
Lester?
Marvin, look! Oh no, Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, and Connie said that she'd be here in about half an hour.
Oh, good.
Do they have shots here in your hospital?
Oh, Lester, don't worry. Everything's okay now.
Okay, Dad. Let's see if we can retrace what happened to you.
I really don't remember much at all.
We're all here to help you, Whit.
Now, from what we can tell, your car broke down.
Fuel pump.
Your mechanic couldn't tow you, and you couldn't reach me. So you walked to the Washington's house for help. You knew Ed would be home soon.
I'm sorry, Jason. I just don't remember any of this.
And then you called me and left a message. Now, do you remember shouting to anybody while you were on the phone?
Shouting?
Hey, you can't go in there!
Yes. Yeah, I shouted, and I ran. Yeah, there was somebody going in the basement window of the Washington's house.
That was me!
Yes, yes. I remember squeezing through the window. I was going to call the police, but I couldn't find my cell phone.
We found it in the window well.
I was running through a tunnel.
A tunnel? In the house?
Come back here. Stop.
We think it was once part of a bootlegging operation. Trap door, secret tunnel.
Uh-huh. And the hideaway room that Whit discovered?
He fell right through the trap door.
Oh, I don't remember that part at all.
He broke his leg and hurt his head. And he fell asleep a lot.
He was unconscious.
I put him on the bed, and I took care of him. Lester will take care of you now.
And we found you and brought you here to the hospital.
Oh, no! Mr. Whitaker!
Sure glad you're back with us, Dad.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you. The doctor says I should be out of here in just a few days.
So this explains that muddy footprint in our bedroom.
Told you it wasn't me.
And the pictures on the wall that kept getting moved.
And the missing pickles. And Xavier's missing jacket, and my missing blanket.
Don't forget the cheese doodles.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Will I go to jail now?
No, Lester, you won't. I've already told the police you kept me in the room because you were scared. Nobody's pressing any charges.
And we aren't going to charge you with breaking and entering either. You have nothing to worry about.
Thank you. Thank you all. And just because you're all so nice to me, I'll let you stay at my house now.
Thank you, Lester. Very kind.
Well, I think Dad's going to need some rest now.
Yeah. We better get going.
Hey, Lester. How about staying at our place tonight?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Lester, maybe we can have you over for dinner sometime. Get to know you better.
Cheese doodles?
It's a deal. What a night.
Don't think I'll ever forget this one.
Well, I believe I finally got the plumbing under control.
Mac, you've got to be the most dedicated plumber I've ever seen.
That was a serious water leak you had. If I hadn't fixed it tonight, you would have had some major damage on your hands.
Well, thank you again.
You know that funny taste in the water? That was residue in the old pipes. The new pipes are much better. Here, check out the water now.
Well, thank you.
Wow, much better.
Great work, Mac.
No problem. Just need about 15 minutes to wrap up, and I'll be out of your way.
Sounds good. Excuse me. I wonder who could be calling. Hello?
Ed, this is David Dockert. Sorry to call so late, but I saw an ambulance stop by your house tonight. Everything all right?
Thanks for checking, David. Yeah, Whit was at our house, and I'll tell you more about it in the morning. He's okay now.
Oh, good. I heard he got hurt in a secret tunnel or something.
How do you know about the tunnel?
I just overheard. Well, look, sorry to call you so late. Glad everything's okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye.
Hi, hey, Dad. Everything okay there at the hospital?
But Jason, something doesn't add up.
What do you mean?
Lester told me he never wanted to go upstairs again.
Okay.
Elaine says the pictures in her room were askew. There was a muddy footprint. She thought it was Lester.
But Lester never went upstairs.
He was never in that room.
So you're thinking that...
Someone else has been breaking into their house.
D'Amico, wake up. You gotta hear this.
What are you doing?
Remember when I planted a secret recorder in the hallway?
Yeah?
Listen, I'll play it back for you. Someone came up the steps and tapped on the wall. Who do you think it is?
That's Lester.
Lester doesn't wear clunky shoes like that. He wears tennis shoes. Someone...
Shh! Listen.
Oh, man!
peek through the door, see who it is.
Okay.
Oh, hold on, Dad. Lester's in the guest room. Let me see if he's still awake. We can ask him a few questions while I've got you on the phone.
Yeah, good idea.
Lester? Lester? Oh, no.
What's wrong?
The window's open. Lester's gone.
Who is it?
I can't tell from here. It almost looks like... it's Mac.
Wow, what a relief.
He's taken the mirror off the wall.
But why?
Look, it's a safe. There's a safe in the wall.
This is too weird. We've got to tell Mom and Dad.
We'll have to sneak into the room. Come on.
Mom, wake up.
Dad, come on. We need you.
What's wrong with them? Why won't they wake up?
I don't know.
Huh? Answer it.
Hello?
Marvin, this is Whit.
Mr. Whitaker, there's something wrong. We can't wake up my parents and the plumber. Hello?
What's wrong?
The line went dead.
Yes, it did.
No need to worry. Your parents are enjoying a well-deserved rest. They should be all right by morning.
Why are you doing this?
Something I call creative justice. Now turn around, please, so I can tie you up and keep you out of trouble.
No! Help! Somebody help us!
Help!
Now,
help!
Right there!
If you cooperate, nobody gets hurt. But if you don't cooperate...
Marvin! Tamika!
What?
Are you okay?
Who is that?
It's me, Lester!
Lester! Come up here! Help us!
Lester, we need you!
I can't! Mr. Al died up there!
Mr. Al? Do you mean Ernie McAllister?
$318.99.
What?
I can't tell you.
Lester, you've got to help us.
Come on, Lester.
I can't. I'm sorry.
$318.99. You know, I think I figured this out. Ernie told you not to tell the combination to the safe, didn't he, Lester?
No.
Is it $318.99?
Oh, no. Oh, Mr. Al, I told you a secret. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, Lester. It was an honest mistake. Stupid mistake, but an honest one.
I'm not stupid.
Okay.
Ow! The cord's too tight. Ow! Stop it!
Hold steady, please.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Mac.
What?
I got the money. I got the money.
I don't believe this!
Lester made it upstairs!
Way to go, Lester!
That money is mine! Give it here!
You have to catch me first!
You are!
Come and get me!
Stop! Where'd he go? Well, what do you know? A secret entrance to a hidden tunnel. Hey, Lester! It's not so secret anymore! You left the door open! I know all about your secret tunnel here! And I know you're very close by. Lester? Lester.
I'm not stupid.
I think everyone's here now.
Glad you got a big living room.
Excuse me.
It's time to get started. Thank you. I thought it'd be helpful to tie up some loose ends before we press our case against Mac. Wait a minute, where's Jason?
Oh, he had to take a business trip to New Mexico. Last minute thing. He sends his regrets.
Well, that's all right. So, Mr. Dockert, what can you tell us about Mac?
Well, according to the McAllister family, Mac
is actually a McAllister himself, a great-nephew of Ernie McAllister.
Oh, that's interesting.
He believed Ernie's money rightfully belonged to the family, especially himself. The family tried to find the missing cash legally, but Mac took matters into his own hands.
Mac suspected the money was in the house, but he couldn't find it. And as soon as he found the safe, he slipped Ed and Elaine some sleeping powder.
That was in the water he gave us to drink.
But how was he supposed to open the safe?
We think he planned to blow it open. We found a quarter stick of dynamite and a blasting cap in his toolbox.
Now, here's the twist. Ernie McAllister not only put money in the safe, he also put in this journal. This is what he wrote. I decided to amend my last will and testament and turn over the house and all the money to Lester upon my death.
So you stayed here in the house after Mr. McAllister died?
Yes, I called the police and they took him away. And I was hiding in the secret tunnel and then the Washingtons moved into my house.
So we've actually been staying in Lester's house all along. He wasn't breaking and entering, we were.
That's all right, I won't have you arrested.
Thank you, Lester.
And because the Washingtons were all very nice to me, I want to give them my house.
What?
You do? Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. You can have it.
I don't know what to say.
Thank you. But where will you live, Lester?
I think I've got an idea. I asked Jason to check out the hospital where you ran away from, Lester. The Albert Brewer Center in Connellsville, right?
Yes, that was my home.
It's a good place, Lester. Good people. And they really miss you.
I miss them, too. But not Mrs. Olson.
Well, good news. Mrs. Olson is no longer working there.
Really?
Oh, and those shots you were getting? Now, that's your medication, Lester. It's important you take it. But you can take it by pill now. No more shots.
No more shots? I can go home now.
That's right, Lester. You can go home.
Oh, thank you, Whit, for helping me. You made me not be afraid anymore.
That's good to hear, Lester.
I have one last question, please.
Go for it.
Lester, whatever happened to the missing jar of pickles? You know, the ones in the pantry?
Marvin?
Yes?
$3.18.99.
I knew you were going to say that.
First John 4 says, "There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out all fear." You know, at first Lester was too afraid to tell anyone about Mr. Whitaker. But Whit showed a kindness that Lester wasn't used to, and that's what helped Lester overcome his fear. If you know someone who's afraid or worried about something, the best thing that you can do for them is to show them love, the same kind of love that God shows us. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. No Way In was written and directed by John Fornoff. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Townsend Coleman, Mark Christopher Lawrence, J. Karen Thomas, Jeff Doucette, Phil Crowley, Richard Green, Jordan Calloway, and Courtney Brown. Our sound designers were Alan Hurley and Glenn Montjoy. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.